We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. It's time for Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. This is when we open up the phones, take your calls, except for who? What's the kid's name?
Donnie.
I feel bad.
He's trying to be that Donnie off of the Phil Hendry show. Remember him?
I love the Phil Hendry show.
Is that what
show.
It was?
I absolutely loved
no,
the
No, it
old...
was Donnie off of Bob and Tom.
Well,
the
Bobby,
comedian.
Tom, whatever. Didn't you like the Phil Hendry show?
It was okay at times, but it was a little...
Oh, I thought it was
It was
hilarious.
A little repetitive.
But it was funny. The guy that could do that, that could change voices in the middle of a supposed phone call...
Yeah, he had a button.
Well, I don't care what he had. Could you... You couldn't do it.
I could push a button.
Give us your best... do a conversation right now between
I don't want to
Phyllis
do that.
And
no, I'm
Jim.
Not doing it. I don't have a button.
You couldn't do it.
I don't want to do it.
It took an extreme... Phil Hendry is an extremely talented individual. And I think he's still doing his show, but I think it might be streaming or something. I'm not sure.
All right. I don't know.
Did you like Don Imus?
No.
What?
Of course not.
We listened to that every morning when I was
you
taking it
to
North
it.
High School.
You listened to it. I didn't care for it at all. Unless
I
except
he had good guests. And speaking of good guests, and a lot of his guests were political, our question today on Twitter is political, although not really. On a 10-point scale, how political are you? 1 being lowest, 10 being highest. Where are you?
Probably about an 8.
Really? That high?
Yeah.
Who are the two senators from Kansas?
Moran and Roberts.
Who are the four congressmen?
I don't know.
Women. What?
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, then I don't think you're an 8.
Ron Estes. Some others. I don't know.
I don't think you're an 8.
I'm pretty high up there.
Tommy, what are you? 1 or 2? You're a 2. Not a 1. Max, where would you rank politically on a 1 to 10 scale? 1. I'm pretty high. I follow it. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Anyway, 18% say they're a 1. 5% say they're a 10. 77% are somewhere in between. 39% say they're 2 to 5 on the scale. 38% are 6 to 9.
How many of our 4 Congress people can you name? Our House of Representatives.
No, I can picture them. I don't know if I can name them.
We have Estes, who I mentioned, Kevin Yoder, Roger Marshall, and Lynn Jenkins.
I wouldn't have gotten the second one. Mike, you're on the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Typically grouchy.
Mike, have you ever called the show before? I felt like I would recognize
I like this voice,
your
Mike.
Voice.
No, I have called the show before, but I'm feeling rather chipper today. So.
Do you know either of us personally, Mike?
I don't, although I've seen you at the Downtown Y in years past.
All right.
But I don't know either of you personally. I have called the show before. I just moved back to town a couple months ago from being in North Carolina for a year.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
I still caught the show online whenever I could.
Well, thank you.
That's incredible. That's a nice endorsement.
So no, I listen to the show as much as I can, but when you guys mentioned Phil Hendry, I had to call in. That was with the exception of your show, probably the greatest radio show of all time.
I love the show, Mike.
I'm not going to listen to it every day.
I laughed every time I listened.
I don't know. I'm not sure what about any button. There's YouTube clips of him doing the show, and he's got like 2 microphones. He's got 2 different phones that he's talking into where he's doing the voices. I have never seen any button. He's just
Jeff.
Well, there's a voice altering device somewhere. I can't switch.
I disagree.
You can't switch back and forth in mid sentence without some kind of
Mike. He's just talking now.
No, I absolutely disagree. You can YouTube it, and he's when he's talking to Steve and Bobby Dooley from the Westacre Homeowners Association. If that rings a bell,
I'm telling you what, Mike. I absolutely thought that show was the best. I don't know. I just loved it.
I still laugh when there's one episode where Bobby Dooley, the president of the Westacre Homeowners Association, is talking about having put speed bumps through the neighborhood, and she said that she had saved a child's life. And Phil Hendry's like, "Well, how'd you do that, Bobby?" And she said, "Well, if it weren't for those speed bumps, I was late to a very important meeting, and I swerved and slowed down to get going over a speed bump, and I just clipped little Susie Jenkins in her wheelchair, and as I drove off into the distance, I saw that she was okay. She was just spinning around like a little top, but she didn't fall over. And people called in, but thinking it was real. It was so funny.
Great satire on that show. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. All right, there's Mike back from North Carolina and refuting everything you said.
I don't know if he refuted it.
Absolutely.
He disagreed, but I don't know if he... I watched a webcast of his show to see him in action. He uses a regular phone to voice the characters and a regular radio mic for himself. So I don't know.
I know.
No, we don't know.
He's an extremely talented guy who wrote very funny sketch comedy is what he did. And he made it work on radio. So
here's someone that said, I found it on Google.
I don't listen.
That,
you're wrong.
Someone was under contract to do the other voices.
869-1240 if you'd like to give us a call. We can talk about Phil Hendry or your favorite radio programs from past and present. I like that kind of banter. I just gave you a couple of mine. I like listening to Imus when I was driving around. And then in the evening, I liked listening to Phil Hendry. Those are two that I was.
Well, there you go.
That I was a fan of.
I enjoyed Bob and Tom, but we don't run them anymore.
No,
it's unfortunate. That's a great show, and it highlighted comedians, and I thought they did a heck of a job doing that.
Feels like we should have a baseball game tonight. This is too long in between. I know they have to build it in so that if series go longer, but we should have a game tonight.
No, we don't. I'm sorry. Tomorrow.
But we have two tomorrow. Correct?
No. One tomorrow, one Saturday.
We don't have a... Are you serious?
Yeah, one of the series starts tomorrow.
The National League?
No, the American League starts tomorrow.
So the National League's been sitting around forever?
And they begin on Saturday.
I don't get it. That's way too long, in my opinion.
I'm ready. A tweet that said our caller, Mike, just now kind of sounded like Phil Hendry, and I don't disagree.
Well... Listen, we're not going to say that Phil
Hendry. No, of course that wasn't him.
If that's the insinuation.
Of course not, for crying out loud.
What are you, a conspiracy theorist?
But you can't tell me that guy who called Mike just now doesn't sound like somebody who's been on the radio before.
Hello, Andy, you're next.
Well, I probably don't sound like Phil Hendry, if that helps.
You have a decent voice, Andy.
Well, I appreciate that. I was going to help you out a little bit with Phil Hendry because I've also seen the YouTube clips, but also I've seen him and remember listening to him. He used to goof up in the middle of his acts, and there were occasions where he actually forgot to switch voices, and it was definitely him when he made an oops. So it was kind of interesting to see when he failed, and one of his other characters that I don't know if you talked about was Ted's from Beverly Hills, and he had the steak restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
The slogan, if it's still radio-friendly, they love to put your meat in your mouth.
Thank you, Andy. We'll let that go. I mean, that's radio
appropriate. Isn't it crazy that there were always people who were listening to the show for the first time every night who would call
in? Is that what Andy said?
No, but that was the concept of the show.
Oh, he would get Phil Hendry.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
that's crazy. Every night, people fell for it. Every night, not occasionally or every once a week. It happened every day.
Well, but he had to make sure there were people falling for it too. And there's a small chance some of that was staged.
Maybe, but those collars seemed real to me.
They did, well, that's, you know what? Every movie I've seen seems real.
So you think that's fake?
I'm saying that probably, you got to make sure that's part of the show. You can't just get up there and do your shtick and then not have reaction. So you better make sure you have reaction, right?
I guess, yeah.
Some of it may have been real. Some of it may have been staged.
I don't know.
It's a radio show.
It felt like a shoot to me, brother.
Who's that supposed to be? Ric Flair?
Every wrestler in the history.
Why? Why do you bring that out when you're backed into a corner?
What?
When you're wrong about everything, you start talking like a wrestler.
I'm not wrong about everything.
But when you are wrong, you bring out the wrestling stuff.
I like talking like wrestlers.
Strange to me. Just I don't get it.
Kizay Fizabe.
Give me a story or two in the NBA that's going to be interesting, because I've already just kind of written it off. Golden State's going to win again.
LeBron on the Lakers.
Yeah, but they'll win 45 games.
No, please. LeBron is not going to play for a team that wins 45.
50 at tops.
They're going to win 50 to 55 games. If they win less than 50,
they'll
be shocked.
They'll barely get into the playoffs.
They're going to be a 3 or 4
seed. I don't think they're going to win 50.
They've got LeBron. Yes, they are going to win 50.
Look at the West. It's loaded.
Yeah.
Are they better
who else has LeBron?
Are they better than the Warriors?
No.
Rockets?
Yes.
Oh, my. You're actually telling me
that
the Lakers are going to finish ahead of the Rockets.
You heard it.
But you say so much.
Well, write that one down in ink then.
What makes you think that?
They're better than the Rockets. They just added the best player
that the
Rockets, planet.
If they'd had Chris Paul, would have made the finals last year.
We don't know that for sure.
Oh, I know it.
The Warriors were still better than the Rockets. And you don't replace your defensive guys, Mba Mute and Trevor Ariza, with Carmelo Anthony and say you're better than a team that has LeBron and all of this young talent.
Are they better than Oklahoma City?
Yes.
The Lakers are better than Oklahoma City.
Mark it down.
Astounding to me that LeBron. You're saying this. I just don't understand it. I don't think they're better than Portland.
Oh, they're far better than
I don't
Portland.
Think they're better than Utah.
They are much better than Utah.
Because of LeBron.
Yes. And because of Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma and Josh Hart.
Those guys are too young.
You were the one talking them up 3 months ago when LeBron signed.
They'll win 47 games.
They're a 50-win
47 and 35. They'll get the sixth spot in the playoffs.
They're not going to be
Mark
the sixth. They're not going to be the sixth seed.
Write down.
In the playoffs.
Right there, it is.
They're the 3 or 2 in the playoffs.
There it is. Sixth seed in the playoffs.
And you know, there's no chance of that happening.
What do you mean? Everybody's picking them for that.
They're not going to be the sixth.
I've seen people say they'll have trouble getting into the playoffs.
Well, those people are idiots, and they should be absolved of ever speaking publicly
again. And is this
again.
Because you're going to be kind of a Lakers fan? Is
I've
that...
always been kind of a Lakers fan.
Oh, my God!
But I like the Warriors better than I like the Lakers. I'd much rather
what
watch
a front
the,
runner.
I'd much rather watch the Warriors than I would watch the Lakers.
All right, so you're a Warriors fan.
I'm not saying I'm a fan, but I'm not one of these people who's saying they're ruining the NBA. They may be the best team ever assembled, and I'm not gonna be pouty about that. I'm gonna enjoy it while I can.
Here's who's getting into the playoffs in the West, and I'll give you the number. The one seed is Golden State, the 2 seed Houston.
No chance.
The 3 seed will be Oklahoma.
You need to look me in the eye and tell me Houston.
Oklahoma City.
No.
The 4 seed will be Denver.
No.
The 5 seed the Clippers.
Clippers?
The 6 seed the Lakers. There you go.
What is wrong with you?
There you go.
You just said the Clippers are going to be better than the Lakers.
I did. And
that
I stand
by it. That is hilarious.
Thank you.
That is hilarious.
Thank you. I'm not trying to be funny, but
I can't. I don't know where to go with that.
Well, look at the Clippers roster.
It's not even close to that of the Lakers.
You got you got Patrick Beverley.
Yeah. Wow.
You've got Danilo Gallinari,
who's injured for 40 to 50.
You've got
games
Juwan Evans. I mean, I love Juwan Evans out of Oklahoma State.
Right, he played last year.
You got Avery Bradley.
Not very good.
All right, maybe not the Clippers. But I don't think I see the Lakers.
They're better than Houston. You didn't say Portland.
Portland.
They'll be in the top six, but they won't be better than the Lakers. That team's about to fall apart. That team is
Portland?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because they have two guards, and neither of them play defense.
Well.
And they don't complement each other. So
do I depend on you to know anything about basketball?
You should.
You never played defense.
Sure I did. I'd locked up Lance Smart in the box and won.
In the East.
He got one basket against me.
In the East, who's the best team? Boston, Toronto, Philadelphia.
Boston.
It's basically those three, though. Could Indiana have a say?
Could.
Do the Bucks make a step forward?
I doubt it. I wish they would. I'd really like them to, but I just don't see it.
Is Washington what it always is? A good team, not anything more than a good team.
Yes, they've added Dwight Howard, which is subtraction by addition to me.
Did I ask you about Indiana?
Indiana's good.
I think Indiana's good.
With Oladipo
and Turner.
But
you think Boston's better than Toronto?
I'm certain of it.
They weren't last year.
Yeah, they were.
Toronto's added some pretty good piece.
They added Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard's
They
pretty
traded
good
DeMar DeRozan, and while that is
Who
an upgrade.
Who would you rather have?
I'm saying it's an upgrade, but it's not like they have both of those guys. They made a nominal improvement. Meanwhile, the Celtics get back Gordon Hayward, and Brown and Tatum are a year older.
Well, I think Toronto is a factor.
Certainly a factor.
And I like it. I like Fred VanVleet. I like watching him play.
They're,
so I'm looking
definitely
forward
in the
to
mix
the NBA
in, the East,
in some ways.
Boston is a
but
juggernaut.
But it's a foregone conclusion.
And by the way, the Celtics have Sacramento.
They're not a juggernaut.
Yeah, they are. Look
no,
at,
they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're
That's
not.
A dynasty in the making. That will be the
You'll
team.
You'll be shocked to see that they're not.
That will be the team that beats Golden State, to not this year, but as soon as someone wins another title, it will be Boston. Mark that down.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll talk more in the last segment of the show. We have our Orr Nissan Picks of the Week to come. That's next with Jason Duda. And who's our Orr Nissan guy this
that
week?
That is, it's usually Chris, right?
Yeah, Chris will be here. We have tickets to give away, however. One pair to see Brian Regan at the Orpheum Theater coming up January 24th. Our second caller, 869-1240. Wins that pair of tickets to the Orpheum to see Brian Regan. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.